Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU Direct's Michael Hartley talking about point of sale financing for credit unions. Check it out. Before we dive into the details, can you tell me what is it and what does it have to do with like Blue Ocean Lending? What is point of sale financing?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, it's providing financing options, loan options at the point of sale. So when a borrower goes in and wants to purchase a service or a product at a business, they can get a lending transaction, get the financing options there at the business, opposed to having to go back and forth to their lender, their bank, their credit union. Mm-hmm. They can do it all right there on the spot.
What are some like examples? Because I know you guys wrote, my next question is you guys did a study with Filene, but in there you had some examples of point of sale and one of them was like solar and there were some other things like if you're getting a pool or something like that or.
Absolutely. You know, summing it up, basically any retail or medical financing options, but you hit it on the head. Solar is a big one. Anything home related, so getting a new roof, getting new windows, hot tubs, things like that. On the medical side, it can be elective surgeries or non-elective surgeries or dental procedures, things like that. Really anything, sky's the limit.
Yeah, I mean, this really promotes, really provides new opportunities for credit unions. And speaking of opportunities, you guys conducted a study with Filene on this called Blue Ocean Lending for Credit Unions, and which has everything to do with point of sale financing. What were a couple of key findings in this study that you guys did?
Sure. Yeah, we loved partnering with Filene. They're obviously a great advocate in the credit union industry. Some of the key findings we found, definitely the fact that simply that credit, this marketplace has a lot of opportunity in it.
Yeah.
It's dominated. This space is typically dominated by a few larger national banks. But with that said, we found through this study that there's a large opportunity for credit unions to carve out their niche in this space. And it's not all completely gone. There's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I'd say that's kind of the first key finding, that there is the opportunity. The second one kind of relates to that, but really that there's a lot of underserved businesses and merchants, providers in this space that could use the credit union financing option. Whether it be smaller local businesses that are underserved by the big national competitors now. And so those are really the two main key findings, and they kind of relate to each other. But there is a lot of opportunity in this space.
Yeah, no doubt. And you kind of look to like kind of marketing. Part of marketing 101 is kind of like looking out on the horizon and seeing what's popular. What are other people doing? Even your competitors, what are they doing and what's working? And you know what? There's a lot of pieces of the pie to go around. So why not dive in and check it out? And like you said, if there's these larger banks that are doing this type of stuff, why not credit unions? Because
Absolutely.
Credit unions are getting more and more popular and getting more and more becoming primary financial resources. So why not jump in this big pool and get a piece of that pie?
Absolutely. It's just like any other loan option that credit unions are competing with banks on, is that we know that credit unions can provide a better service, more hands-on service, and this is no different.
Yep. And so what are some credit union opportunities in this marketplace? We touched on a few already. You talked about medical stuff, house stuff. Any other items, any other stuff that they could take advantage of?
Yeah. And as I get into that, you know, the Filene research had estimated, this kind of goes back to the piece of the pie as well.
Yeah.
The Filene had estimated that there's about $20 billion of opportunity out there, and that's after the banks take their piece of the pie.
Gotcha.
And so the opportunity is there, and the opportunities that the credit unions can take, as you mentioned, there's the solar, there's the anything home related, but there's a couple other areas that credit unions would have a natural fit in as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, most of the credit unions that we deal with and a lot of credit unions out there are big into indirect auto lending.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's actually a natural fit there for dealership groups, especially the larger franchise ones who have service centers in their dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
Those service centers are perfect fits for this type of lending. Most of the time, the borrower, the member of the credit union may even have the car financed with the credit union originally, but if their transmission goes out or they need new tires or whatever it may be, there's a recall notice and then they find some other issue with their car, they may not have, you know, $1,500 or $2,000 to fix that. Mm-hmm. And so this program is a natural fit in the service centers, and most of the credit unions have those relationships with those auto dealerships for the other side of lending already. Mm-hmm. So that's a natural fit. There's a good opportunity there. But as I said, you know, anything from veterinary clinics to funeral homes to things that you can think of like that that are underserved, as well as the big areas which they can compete in as well, which is home-related, solar, that kind of stuff.
Instead of maxing out your credit card with this type of stuff, you know, go get a point-of-sale financing, which is which kind of dovetails into my next question and kind of giving you a quick little plug here. You guys have a thing called on-spot financing, which is all about this. So can you give us a where does it fit in here? Where does it fit in all this mix?
Sure. Well, CU Direct is our company, obviously, and we've been around for about 23 years and have been experts in point of sale financing, indirect lending for the auto side.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we decided we're a natural fit for this retail and medical side as well. And so we built on-spot financing. And really, it's the technology, it's the system that brings all those parties together, the business, the lender, and the applicant, to get a streamlined application, to get decisions back, to get documents generated and completed all electronically, and have that process just smooth and easy for everyone.
And that just, that makes it so much easier and just makes business so much easier and brings that productivity up. So very cool stuff. Very cool. Yeah. So what recommendations, I mean, getting back to the study here, what recommendations does the study provide credit unions in exploring in this type of lending?
Yeah, there's a few recommendations in there, and we found this on the on-spot side as well, is that the credit union first really needs to be willing to put an effort into this. Mm-hmm. And so one of those things is having some dedicated staff, whether it's one person or several people or a portion of those people's times, where they can go out and build relationships with those businesses, build rapport with them, build the partnership with them. And then that can parlay and transition into a relationship for this type of lending.
Love it.
It's a natural fit. So that's really important, is to have the ability to have those resources to go out there and build that. A couple other things that are very vital and recommendations in this space. The lenders really need to be willing to have very quick automated decisioning. Whether they're automating part of their decisioning or all of it, they need to get decisions back on those loans back to the businesses quickly to be competitive in this space. So overall, underwriting and processing of the loans needs to be quick, and those credit unions need to have those processes in place.
Very nice.
And the last one I'd say is a credit union needs to be willing to offer promotional financing. Out there, you can go to a business and get 0% offers and different options like that. A credit union needs to be willing to dip their toe in that space and offer those promotional financing options or variations of it, at least from time to time, to be competitive.
Very nice. I mean, yeah, I just see this as a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like you said, sky's the limit with this stuff. Because, I mean, I remember back in, you know, like college and then my first job out of college and stuff. And I can totally relate to the whole car thing where, you know, your transmission or your engine just blows up or whatever. And you're like, you know, it's a $2,000, sometimes $3,000, whatever price it is. And you don't have that type of money and you don't want to max out your credit card. Like, so this is a perfect opportunity to not only get a loan from your credit union, but to improve your credit score too. You know, if you pay off the loan on time and all that good stuff, it's a great opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I literally just had this experience. We had a recall notice on our car, so we had to take it into the shop. And in there, I noticed and found out that my tires were extremely bald, and I didn't have $1,000 to drop on my tires right there. And so this type of lending fits for that perfectly.
Perfect. I love it. A great scenario. And I'm sure so many people out there experience this type of stuff. Even with home repairs. And oh my gosh, we could go on and on about this. Great stuff. To wrap up here, Michael, I mean, where can folks find the study and go check out On-Spot Financing too?
Yeah, sure. They can go to our website, which is cudirect.com. Mm-hmm. There's a product page on there where they can go check out OnSpot and get information and contact us on that.
Very nice.
As far as the filing research, also cudirect.com, and there's a resource page on there. They can go there, click on it, and connect to the filing study right there.
Sweet. Well, we'll put those links in the show notes too so people can get right to them and check them out as well for more details. Very great stuff, Michael. I thank you so much for your time. Again, I think this is such a no-brainer for credit unions to enhance their lending performance, which is already off the charts in 2016, so
right.
or 2015, so it'll parlay into 2016. Yeah. So cool stuff.